Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to District 5 Talk Radio, where you'll learn more about District 5 Toastmasters. In this series of podcasts, we'll offer tips on improving communication and leadership skills. We'll also share our history, highlight events where additional opportunities for personal growth are available, and discuss the future of Toastmasters in our district.
Well, welcome to D5 Radio. I'm Deborah Simpson coming to you from San Diego, California. If any of our listeners are on Twitter, and especially if you're a San Diego County Toastmaster, I'd appreciate you hitting that Tweet This button on the left and let your followers know about the show. If you have a question, you can feel free to call in. Our number is 347-826-9201, or you can send me a question via the chat room. It is open. And if you like the show, you can follow the show by tapping the Follow Us button on the show page. Today, my guest is David Carr. David is the author of Social Collaboration for Dummies. He's an editor at Information Week and a speaker and a track chair for technology conferences. In addition to covering social business, David has written about education technology trends and currently runs the Information Week Healthcare and Information Week government sections of InformationWeek.com. He's a former technology editor of Baseline Magazine and Internet World. David was technology editor for Baseline Magazine, which is a Ziff Davis Enterprise publication dedicated to case studies about the effective use of information technology from 2001 to 2007. And boy, was that when it was in its infancy. He also previously played a similar role at Internet World Magazine. Some of his articles are available here or there as a PDF download on the Clips magazine. David's magazine work also gave him the opportunity to research the inner workings of some of the world's largest web operations, including Google, Yahoo, and MySpace. And as a web developer, he's created WordPress plugins, including RSVP Maker and Facebook Tab Manager. And that's what brings us to today's conversation. And I'm so delighted to have David here as part of the show today. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Deborah.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Just to give our listeners here, because I know that you're not a Toastmaster who's here in San Diego County, can you give our listeners an idea a bit about your Toastmaster experience?
No, I'm on the opposite side of the country from you. I'm down in South Florida, a little bit inland from Fort Lauderdale. My home club is Club Awesome, the modest club in Coral Springs, Florida. And I'm a former president of the club, also served as VP of Education. After I was president, they made me sergeant of arms, so I was the guy who had to get the coffee. And currently, I'm an area governor. Let's see. And just for context, I got into Toastmasters because I was a writer, so I was comfortable behind the keyboard. I wasn't necessarily so comfortable standing up in front of a group of people, and Toastmasters has certainly helped me a lot.
Yes, you know, we really have some similarities. In the early 90s, I published a small business newspaper here in San Diego, so I have a publishing background as well. And then I have just really loved being a Toastmaster and, you know, learning how to speak and doing the presentation, because I do a lot of teaching. And that's what's really nice about our conversation today, is because I'm sure most of the Toastmasters here locally and probably in Florida as well as nationwide are familiar with the tool Free Toast Host and how you can use that to make a website. Well, David got in touch with me because I'm the webmaster here at D5, and I work in WordPress. And we're going to talk today about what David's done, and that's WordPress for Toastmasters. So, David, tell us exactly what is WordPress for Toastmasters.
Well, it's a couple of things. At the most basic level, it is a service. It's a website that you can come to. There's WP. The number 4, Toastmasters.com. You can go to that website and you can sign up for a club account for a club to host your own club website, more or less the same way that you would do it on Free Toast Host. And the service is provided for free, because I think that's what most Toastmasters clubs can afford.
Yes.
There is an alternative. If your club has the budget and is a little bit more ambitious, the same software that I provide is also available as a download from WordPress.org. So you can set up your own site at your own independent domain and run it there. But I guess what I haven't answered is the point of creating a special version of WordPress for Toastmasters is to provide some of those same services that we do like on Free Toast Host, such as the ability to organize your agenda, be able to have people come in and sign up for meeting roles. I've also looked at some of the other services that are out in the market that are popular with some clubs. There's one called EasySpeak that is offers a number of mechanisms for managing your club and tracking the performance of members. So I've gotten a little bit into that area too. But essentially how this came about was when I became a VP of education at Club Awesome Toastmasters, I was using the Free Toast Host service. This was around the time where they actually came out with an upgrade to Free Toast Host 2.0. I don't mean to be disrespectful, because the service is built by Toastmasters volunteers, but I found it awkward to work with, partly because I was familiar with WordPress, and I knew that there was a lot more we could do in terms of social media marketing if we had a blog at our disposal, if it was a little bit easier to set up additional pages on the website to promote events such as an open house, to post photos and videos. All those things are a lot easier in WordPress, at least once you learn your way around WordPress. I think WordPress is easy. I have discovered through experience that when I introduce it to other people, sometimes there is a little bit of a learning curve.
Right.
but once you get there, there's a lot of power in it.
Yes.
I'm not sure how much people realize that, you know, some of the major publications you see out on the web, if you go to the Atlantic Monthly website or
yep.
the New Yorker website, those are customized WordPress sites. There's just a lot you can do with it professionally.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people when I talk to them, because I do a lot of education around WordPress. I don't necessarily want to build the sites that much. I like helping people learn how to use them. And I tell them all the time, I say, you would really be surprised how many websites you are looking at that are based on WordPress, because it's a very popular platform. And I know when you and I first spoke the other day about this, you know, my comment to you was, well, why would they switch from Free Toast Host? And as we got to discussing it more, I realized that, of course, I love WordPress. I think it's pretty easy to use once people get a hang of it and understand. For people who are intuitive technologically, they can pick it up right away. Others just need some practice with it. And then I tell them it's as easy as opening up a Word document and putting
right.
together content in a Word document. But it's what you said. It's the blogging feature that I think really sets a WordPress site apart from, and Free Toast Host is great. There's a lot of clubs that will really be able to use that. But like you said, for some of the bigger, stronger clubs who might be more interested in getting more search engine optimization or the ease of being able to integrate it with your social media sites for the club, I think WordPress as a platform and the blogging feature really go a long way to helping a club not only build their membership, but use the tool for member retention as well. You know, let the members write blog posts. Let them do videos and put them up. I'm a big proponent of member retention, and that's what really made me shift my thinking about what you were talking about. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I think you mentioned in the introduction that I had done some other work with WordPress plugins. I had done other community-oriented websites, and I also had worked for some political campaigns that needed wanted a way of having an events calendar integrated with their site. So that is this WordPress plugin I came up with called RSVP Maker. So one of the advantages of the WordPress platform is it provides a lot of good features at the core, but it can also be extended by an independent programmer who writes a plugin, and WordPress has a repository of these plugins you can browse. So there is RSVP Maker, and now there is also RSVP Maker for Toastmasters. So that's essentially the open source version of what I've created. Open source means it's free, and anybody can get it. Anybody can potentially modify it or contribute to the programming code. So I'm hoping that I will eventually connect with some talented techies who are also Toastmasters, who will want to add to and enhance what I've created, who might be talented at aspects that I'm not. I'm a journalist who is a self-taught programmer, but I've learned a lot.
I know enough to be dangerous.
And there is also this model of creating themes for a website. So a theme is a set of templates that style the site. And actually, there have been a number of Toastmasters branded themes available for a few years. I think the ones that I'm offering are a little bit more up to date with the latest WordPress technology than some of them. But if you come in and you sign up for the free service, there are a half dozen different color schemes that you can choose from. You can pick which color. There are a few different standard Toastmasters approved banners that you can put at the top of the page, and you can choose between those. You can change the background colors, things like that. But I guess one of my big things is that a lot of Toastmasters websites are a little bit too cookie cutter and bland. And what I would like a club to do, if they want to be effective online, is to show some personality, to show something more about what the club experience is like. And of course, you want to promote the Toastmasters brand, promote the experience that we all share, but you also want to show how your club is different, how your club is special. One of the things that we did for Club Awesome that I'm proud of is we came up with a video guide to a Toastmasters meeting, and it was our speakers doing table topics, doing a formal speech, getting that speech evaluated. So we did videos of each of those segments so people could kind of get a sense of the variety of experiences that they would have at our club. And then over time from there, if we video the speeches just for educational purposes.
Right.
And if somebody does a really great one, I'll ask them if I can publish it. And we have noticed people coming into the club saying, I had to meet this person who I saw in the video on your website. So
right.
That stuff is starting to work.
And that goes to my point where I don't think enough clubs think about it, but what that does when you're offering to let them create videos that you can put up easily through a post on your WordPress site, or letting them be able to be the videoed people demonstrating table topics, that also goes a long way to member retention. Don't they feel better when they've been able to contribute that way and then go to the website and say, oh, yeah, look, we did this really cool video on table topics and I got to be a part of it.
Right. Yeah, we're making them feel special. In some cases, these are people who are coming into the club. Probably in most cases, people are trying to boost their professional profile in some way. And if we can give them a nice video and we can set it up in a way where they can share it with their friends on Facebook, they can share it on LinkedIn, and so on, I think that's we are giving them a little something extra with the club experience as well when we do that.
And so let me just take a minute out here and remind our listeners here in San Diego County that we have our Toastmaster Leadership Institute, or TLI as we like to call it, and it's on this Saturday, the 10th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So I just want to send you over to d5tm.org, d5tm.org, and it's right there on the homepage for you to look at. So check out TLI this Saturday. Let me ask you this, David. What difference does it make for a Toastmasters club to use a club web hosting service over another? If they were to sign up for you with you, are you hosting the sites for them?
Right. I'm sorry for getting tongue-tied. That's pretty bad for a Toastmaster.
It's all right, we're human too.
Yeah, if you go to wpfortoastmasters.com, you sign up for an account, what you're getting is your club site would be something like myclub.wpfortoastmasters.com. So that's free to do. You can also, as I mentioned, if you have the budget for it, sign up for a web hosting service. And actually, it might not be that expensive. Right now, GoDaddy is running a special where you can get a WordPress web hosting account for $1 per month for the first year. I would encourage you to read the fine print, because I haven't actually signed up for this, but it seems like a pretty easy way to get started. So if you register a domain, that costs you maybe $10 a month. So your first year budget is what, $25-$30, and after the first year, maybe you decide, you know, did this newfangled website actually do anything for us, or is it easier just to go back to Free Toast Host? Yeah, to some extent, I have the idea that my best bet might be to sign up some new clubs who have not already made the investment in Free Toast Host. But I do think that there's a good case to be made for folks to move over. I have tried to make it as easy as possible for you to move your data over. When you sign up for an account, it kind of takes a snapshot of the homepage of your Free Toast Host site and reproduces that on the new WordPress site. You can export your member reports of their activity and import them into the new site. And you can download the membership list as the club membership list as a spreadsheet from Toastmasters.org, and you can import that into the WordPress site it just takes a few minutes. So it is a pretty quick thing to move over. You know, one of the things I do in my day job is spend a lot of time talking to web technology firms who are trying to make things quick and easy, and so I've tried to follow that model. You know, to some extent, this is me playing at being a web entrepreneur, although I'm unlikely to make any money at it.
Because you're offering it for free, right?
Yeah, I'm offering it for free. I am looking for advertising, sponsorships, donations of some sort to underwrite the cost. So at some point, some of that money will have to materialize. Right now, I'm able to support it basically just out of pocket based on things that I already had up and running. It's out there as an experiment. I guess my commitment to people who come in and sign up now is I'm not going to abandon you. If you sign up on the site, I will continue to support you. If I run out of money at some point, it gets expensive, then I might have to put the brakes on supporting new clubs. But even if that happened, that free software would still be out there that you could take advantage of on your own platform. I do have this concept too that some Toastmasters districts, maybe yours, might choose to use some of this same software to support their own area clubs. But that's a concept that hasn't been tried yet. But with a few tweaks of the software, you could have my club. D5TM.org.
D5TM.org.
So I'm sorry, I'm not committitting you to anything. I'm just making suggestions.
But that would be
a way of sort of spreading the wealth around, spreading the workload around. So there are a few different possibilities for how this could move forward. But one of the things I really wanted to do was to reach out beyond my local area, because really all that I've done for publicity so far is some social media and some speaking things at our local TLIs and other events.
Well, I would think that one of the biggest benefits, not only is WordPress, relatively easy to use, but the search engine optimization advantage for WordPress. The clubs are always looking for ways to reach new potential members. And
right.
I think through the blogging aspect that WordPress offers, that's a great way not only to let members be able to, you could videotape their speech if they wanted and then put that up as a video
right.
to YouTube and pull it over to WordPress. There's so many different things you can do, and then every time you're creating a new blog post, which can automatically be sent over to your Facebook page, you're also giving the search engines more opportunity to consume the content on your site, so they'll be visiting regularly.
Right, and I'm not sure that people who are not particularly techies may not understand this instantly or intuitively, but one of the ways you boost your search engine ranking is by having regular updates to
mm-hmm.
whatever website. So just having a blog and also having new events pop up on the calendar, because every
mm-hmm.
If you hold weekly or monthly meetings, every time you post a new event, that's a new item of content that appears on the site. Every time you post a picture or a video, that's a new item of content on the site. And that... When a search engine sees that a site is being updated regularly, it comes back more frequently to index it.
Right.
And every time it indexes it, it picks up on more content, a broader variety of topics that you've touched on there. And the social integration is also something that the search engines are looking at, how much a particular article or item of content has been liked or shared. They take that into account too when determining the search engine rankings. Plus, you get those connections. You tap into the social networks of your members. So every time they share something, that's somebody who's a friend of theirs who might become a Toastmaster, might come to your club.
Yeah, it seems to me like a win-win all the way around. So, again, the website was WP4Toastmasters.com?
.com, yes, that's
.com.
Correct.
And is there any information, maybe an email address or a phone number you'd want to give the listeners?
Sure. People can reach me at david@carcommunications.com. So my last
which
name
I noticed
is Carr.
Was the 2013 theme.
Yeah. Well, yeah. we might go back and change that at some point. But, yes. So David@Carr, C-A-R-R, the word communications with an S at the end, .com, will get to me. If you put something about Toastmasters in the subject line, that will help me sorted out from the spam. But
yes.
WP for Toastmasters.com is the best place to learn about the software platform in particular, and to try it out. I mean, really the way to appreciate it is to try it out. And you know, one of your benefits should be that it saves you time. Mm-hmm. I've tried to build, because I was a VP of education when I came up with this, that was my whole motivation, was to find ways of automating things like email reminders. So if somebody has signed up to speak at Friday's meeting, you can make sure that they get an email reminder on Wednesday or Thursday. You can set that up to run like clockwork. So that's just, little things like that are ways that you can reduce the workload on the VP of Education, the Toastmaster of the day, or whoever's organizing the meeting.
Is that a feature of the RSVP maker that you can set up emails like that?
The RSVP maker for Toastmasters. So yes, you could do that on a website that you own as well. So
yes, because I have a client who would like to have an email reminder available or a way for them to RSVP or change their RSVP to not being able to come. So I've been looking for a plug-in with that kind of functionality.
Well, take a look at it's not I don't think it's specifically in the base RSVP maker platform, probably should be. Take a look at RSVP maker. We certainly can talk offline.
Yes.
That added.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today about this because WordPress, I absolutely love it. I've loved blogging. I programmed my first WordPress site in 2007, so I've seen all the changes, and it's a great tool. So I really appreciate you reaching out to me and letting me know that you have this available for Toastmasters. Again, that's WP for WordPress, WP, the number 4, Toastmasters.com, to check out what David's doing over there in case you're looking for something that I really believe you can use for better search engine optimization so your potential members can find you more easily online. And it goes a great way towards member retention by letting your members participate, because there are several levels of participation. So you can have a new member come in and they can be a contributor on the site, and all they do is write the post, and then someone with an editor level or higher can publish it. Or they can be an author where they can write the post and publish the post. So in that vein, they're also saving time for some of the club officers too, with being given access to write their own blog posts, right?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, David. Keep me posted, and we can talk offline, of course, because I'm just interested to see where this will go, and I'll make sure that our members have an opportunity to hear this interview. We'll post it over at the D5 Facebook page and out on our Twitter account so that our members can find out that there are some other options for them as well. So
cool.
I appreciate you spending this time with me.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure.
Have a great night. All right,
bye-bye. Thank you. And that's the show for today. Remember that TLI is this Saturday, January 10th, and you can check out the details over at d5tm.org. Until we talk again, I hope you have a safe and prosperous week.
District 5 Talk Radio is produced by District 5 Toastmasters, serving San Diego, Imperial, and Yuma counties. Visit us online at www.d5toastmasters.org.